From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The Russian news agency Kommersant is reporting that at least seven Russian planes were damaged or destroyed by rebel shelling in Syria. It's one of the worst attacks since Russia began its military operation there. The air base in western Syria near the coast of the Mediterranean Sea was targeted for an attack that damaged, according to Kommersant, at least four Su-24 bombers, two Su-35S fighter jets, and an AN-72 transport plane, as well as an ammunition depot, according to two military diplomatic sources. The Russian Defense Ministry has not commented yet on the attack, which reportedly injured at least 10 service members. President Trump promised new support for the Iranian people Wednesday, even as Iran state media reported that tens of thousands of pro-government demonstrators staged rallies across the country after days of anti-government protests. The president wrote on Twitter, "Such respect for the people of Iran as they try to take back their corrupt government. You will see great support from the United States at the appropriate time." It's not immediately clear what assistance Trump had in mind. Iranian state television on Wednesday showed video of crowds waving Iranian flags and chanting in support of the country's supreme leader. Later in the day, Iran's Revolutionary Guards said the anti-government protests that have erupted since Thursday were at an end. The commander of the guard said, "Today we can announce the end of the 2018 sedition." He reported that on his website, said the number of protesters did not exceed 15,000 people nationwide. This is VOA News.